this is Erin Johnson. Welcome to our podcast series, Meditation, Music, and Wellness. Kara and I offer workshops and training on the healing power of music, expressive arts, and mind-body approaches.
Welcome to our podcast today. This is Kara, and today we're going to explore poetry as meditation. We have found that poetry has a way of opening the heart, opening the mind, and connecting the soul to the experiences in life.
And poetry also reflects the deeper thoughts and feelings that come up for us when we are meditating.
So today, what we'd like to do is invite you to really listen to a couple of poems that we're going to read. The first one is by David Wagoner, and it's titled Lost. Lost. Stand still. The trees ahead and bushes beside you are not lost. Wherever you are is called here, and you must treat it as a powerful stranger. Must ask permission to know it and be known. The forest breathes. Listen. It answers, I have made this place around you. I have made this place around you. If you leave it, you may come back again saying, here. No two trees are the same to raven. No two branches are the same to wren. If what a tree or a bush does is lost on you, you are surely lost. Stand still. Stand still. The forest knows where you are. You must let it find you. Stand still. The trees ahead and the bushes beside you are not lost. Wherever you are is called here. Wherever you are is called here, and you must treat it as a powerful stranger. Must ask permission to know it and be known. The forest breathes. Listen. It answers, I have made this place around you. If you leave it, you may come back again, saying, here. No two trees are the same to raven. No two branches are the same to wren. If what a tree or a bush does is lost on you, you are surely lost. Stand still. The forest knows where you are. Stand still. The forest knows where you are. You must let it find you. So just let yourself sink into that, to the words, to the images.
Yeah, for me, this poem is so reflective of meditation, of guided imagery, dream work, soul work. It's about being versus doing, the being still versus doing everything. And in the being still, our life, the forest, will find us. Will be something that we can have a deeper relationship with.
This is just a lovely, lovely poem that every time I read it, I find there's a different part that calls to me, a different part that takes me on my own journey into my own lost places and asks me to sit with them for just a little bit to really, really, truly, deeply understand them.
I agree 100%, Kara. I find, too, that it's a poem that I come back to when I get lost in the busyness of my life, the millions of things to do, the millions of expectations that I place on myself, that I feel others place. We all get lost in this. And to me, that this poem just brings me back to myself, just brings me back to this image of being in the forest, of just being present, being still, being surrounded by the beauty of nature. It's a beautiful meditation.
Thank you.
We have another poem to share with you as well. It's another poem by David White, and it's called Sweet Darkness. When your eyes are tired, the world is tired also. When your vision has gone, no part of the world can find you. Time to go into the dark, where the night has eyes to recognize its own. There, you can be sure, you are not beyond love. There, you can be sure, you are not beyond love. The dark will be your womb tonight. The night will give you a horizon further than you can see. You must learn one thing. You must learn one thing. The world was made to be free in. Give up all the other worlds except the one to which you belong. Sometimes it takes darkness and the sweet confinement of your aloneness to learn that anything or anyone that does not bring you alive is too small for you. Sometimes it takes darkness and the sweet confinement of your aloneness to learn that anything or anyone that does not bring you alive is too small for you.
That's definitely a sweet poem. Partly because it really, for me, reflects the complex ways we learn to be with ourselves in the difficult places. And that's what meditation often provides, is a way to be in the difficult places. And it invites us, like meditation, to really be with that, to not be afraid of it, but to welcome it and to invite it and to open ourselves up.
I agree. For me, the lines in the poem, "Sometimes takes darkness and the sweet confinement of your aloneness," refers to what we tap into when we go into our inner world, into our unconscious, our heart, our soul. We tap a vast spaciousness and capacity for awareness and insight that's not always so available to us in our outer world of thinking, planning, doing, and dealing with expectations.
I really like hearing you say that. One of the lines I really often have come out to me in that one is, the world was made to be free in. And I think at first when I heard this poem, I often thought about the exterior world, and how that is a place that we often feel confined in, limited by other people or things. But more and more, and especially even listening to David White read it himself, I hear the world was made to be free in as the interior world, and how we can have that relationship inside ourselves where we don't feel that limitation.
I agree 100%. Also, the line where, kind of following up with that, where he says, anything or anyone that does not bring you alive is too small for you. To me, that reflects how we can get so caught up in the small world we create with our fears and our expectations, our busyness, that we miss the beauty, the possibilities of living a bigger life, where we are more engaged with our lives and our work, our friends, our family, our community. So it's like an invitation back to our true self.
Beautiful. Well, we hope that you've enjoyed this podcast, and we would invite you to find some poetry that resonates with you, that helps you slow down and pay attention. And you may have noticed that when we read it, we often paused and went back and read some lines over. And that's a way to, just like returning to your breath, slow yourself down and really pay attention to how you're experiencing the images, the sounds, and the sense of your own being in that moment.
And the book of poems that we read from today is called The House of Belonging, and they're poems by David White, and it's W-H-Y-T-E. And we'd like to welcome you to visit our website, www.integrativemusicinstitute.com, and follow us on Facebook.
In 2 weeks, we'll return with a focus on the healing power of music.
Until then, be well.